Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings, and welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. We are together again as a family. Well, I want to say a special shout out to the wonderful Approach family. We get it in. We make things happen. We're all over the place, traveling, speaking, working with people, educating people, just loving on people. So I absolutely love that I get to do this every single day. And then on Wednesday, we all get together and we work together to build, to grow, develop, to share, you know. And sometimes our gatherings are sweet. And we are loving, and sometimes the gatherings, we got to get real with some situations. We got to be honest. We got to share. We have to, kind of take off those rose-tinted glasses and really see, you know, the truth of some situations. So I love the diversity of that. I love the fact that we can go there with my people. You know, this is 100% a family endeavor. We're working together, building with each other, getting each other good and strong so that we can learn. I love it when people try to tell me what's on the road that they just left that I'm about to walk on. You know, don't ever think that you don't have anything to give or to share with people, because we all do. There's always a learning lesson for us, and we all have something to share, even if what we're sharing is, don't do it that way. Okay? There's always something to share, something to build, a way to be an encouraging word to somebody. So Wednesdays are very special days for me. It's when I spend the time building my spirit, developing, get my prayers in, get my shrine work in, all this good stuff. So by the time I get to the radio program on Wednesday night, I am full, okay? I have gotten our work in and a workout, and I just absolutely adore it. So I want to thank everyone for taking the time out of their Wednesday evening to join the program, to work with me as I work on myself. You know, sometimes I'm talking as I'm looking in the mirror, talking to myself. You know, we all have things to work on and to grow with. Everyone for taking the time out of their busy schedule. And ever, if ever, you're not able to tune in with us live, because quite a few people do listen in the archives, the shows are always posted on a Wonderful Approach Facebook page. And so you can go there and check out some of the older shows. A lot of times you'll hear people reference a topic that came up on one of the older shows. And so, you know, that's where we go. And we do, we post pictures there. This year I have been on the road, and I love coming back and sharing pictures, thoughts. I just got back from Vance, South Carolina. And, you know, that's just where on Facebook we get together and try to build and grow with each other. So I want to encourage everyone to go there. And if you like it, you know, post it on your page and everything. Tonight is going to be a special kind of format and program. So Mama Khadija is going to tell us about that in just a second. We are blessed to have her stop what she's doing, because she is doing a million and one things. And each Wednesday come and share some of her knowledge with us. And I am always grateful to her for doing so, because she doesn't have to, you know. And I really do appreciate her giving us that wisdom, that elder wisdom, that grandmother wisdom. We need it. You know, we need double doses of it. So I'm always appreciative. So she's going to tell us the format, and I'm just going to remind everyone, as you come in and out of the program, just hit press 1, and that lets me know, I'm doing a little quick sport thing, that you're interested in joining the conversation. It is always a lot of fun. I'm so glad that this family here knows how to share and knows how to speak. And so it's not all me and Mama Khadija. You know, some of our more memorable comments and everything else like that comes from the audience. So we're ever so thankful for your participation in the conversation. So it's wanted, it's needed, it's appreciated. Last week we were vibing and we were talking about spiritual experiences. Now, a lot of the show topics, I'm going to say about 75 to 80% of them are divinely given. And so when the spiritual experiences came up, I was like, oh, Spirit wants to talk. Spirit wants to share. Spirit wants to let people know what these experiences look like and feel like and, you know, how we can prepare ourselves for them. So I thought it was an awesome show. And I got a lot of different feedback. The show didn't take the direction I thought it was going to take because it wasn't my show, it was a spirit show. And, you know, we really got to see and get a good understanding as how spirit works, not just with us, but with other people as well. So it was wonderful. It was a wonderful show. I'm going to bring Mama Khadijah in and welcome her to the program, but also ask her, you know, what did she think of the spiritual experiences show? Let me see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. Did we all get our present today, and are we grateful that we got our present today? This is Mama Khadijah, and I am here to share and to love on y'all and to receive the love, and we're going to have a great time tonight. We are going to have a great time. Now, what did I think about last week's show? Last week's show was very interesting. I wasn't completely sure of the direction that it would take, and it kind of took me by surprise. But it was awesome because we got so many different viewpoints and, you know, people looking at this from a different point of view. And, you know, I just had to bottom line it and said that every experience is a spiritual experience. But, you know, of course, we all have those highlights in our life. So it was a really an excellent show. I thought it was excellent, and it flowed. So that makes it good, too. But today's topic, the ABCs of living a spiritual life. Now, that takes me, in my mind, back to the basics. And anytime you hear ABCs, you know you're talking about something like 1, 2, 3. Basic math, basic English, and basic living, okay? So the ABCs of living a spiritual life is really the ABCs of living a life. How do you live your life? And we're going to embrace a new format for a wonderful approach. It's something that we've done in the past, but we're going to have an open mic. That means you can start pushing one right now if you want. And back to the basics. The basics are so important. A lot of times we want to fly off and we want to do the extraordinary and we want to do, you know, do the most. But we have to master those basics. We definitely have to keep those basics right there in the forefront. I'm going to tell you, when I was training in martial arts, you know, that first year, I expected the basics. Okay, punch, punch, kick, kick, punch, punch, kick, kick. And that's exactly what I did, along with the philosophy, along with the discipline, you know, along with listening, along with being taught. But I thought after maybe a second or the third year, you know, I would be going into aerial kicks and flying, everything. I thought I was going to turn into, you know, Bruce Lee or somebody. But my sensei continued with the basics. Now, he upped the ante and gave us, you know, more difficult techniques, but it was always about the basics. And that was because your foundation, whether it's in the dojo, whether it's in school, or whether it's in life, you got to master those basics. So that's basically what the show is about, being in touch with, embracing the basics. Now, when I have many conversations in a week, a lot of which at this point is by telephone or on the internet, and I don't care how philosophical a person might be, how much their information is filled with big words and, you know, extravagant vocabulary, or how elegant their rhetoric is. If they have not mastered the basics, I don't want to hear it. Because to me, that's the bottom line. You know, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how wealthy you are, how charismatic you are. It all begins with the basics. So that's what we're going to tackle tonight, the ABCs of living a spiritual life. And I want you to press one if you have something to contribute. And we are literally going to go through the alphabet, the A, B, C, D, and on and on. Now, if you have a characteristic, an adjective, or something that really hits home for you, please press 1 and let us know what that is. And I'm going to start with A. And there are many, many things that I could talk about, but what I want to share is attitude. A is for attitude. Mm. Attitude is so important in every aspect of your life. And I'm talking about a positive attitude. It can take you places where brains can't take you. It can take you places where looks won't be able to get to open the door for you. Attitude is everything. So attitude, and I also have something else that I'm always talking about, awareness. To be a spiritual person, that means that you're aware. And not only are you aware on this physical plane, but you're also aware on a spiritual plane. So attitude and awareness are my two A's for tonight, because they will take us in places and open doors that nothing else can do. Attitude, awareness. And I'm just going to go into a couple of the letters. I want to do B, because B is real special for me. Actually, all of these are. But when I think of B, I think about blessings. And when we make our prayers, just a little reminder, when we make our prayers in the morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever it is that you, you know, communicate with your Lord, blessings. Thank Him for the blessings that you have right now, the blessings that you had in the past, and please thank Him in advance for those blessings that are yet to come. And that's how I like to start my day. You know, a day of thanking the Creator for all of my blessings, big and small. Blessing is my B word. Count every one of them. Big, medium, and small. And, of course, the ones you've got and the ones that are yet to come. Thank them.
That's right. That's right.
So there's so many other things that I could say about B's, of course, and about A's. But we really want this to be an interactive show. And we want to, I'm planning on getting through this whole alphabet tonight. So, Seven, what you got to say about that?
I love it. I love it. For my A was awareness. And you said awareness, but you said awareness for a different reason than I did. Awareness is when, in my opinion, is when you are in tune with yourself and how yourself is interacting with your environment, whether it's your physical environment or your spiritual environment. But that awareness is so important, because all of this work that we're doing is for us to be able to be more aware of benefits, blessings, trouble even. You know, sometimes you can avoid trouble by simply, you know, moving a little to the left if you are aware. And so that awareness is big for me. And for B, I had betterment. You know, it's very important that as we're doing the spiritual journey and living this spiritual life, that there's a bettering of you. You should be able to do this better, that better, have a better feeling, better relationship. better everything, you know. And so I definitely think that, you know, this is a, you know, a supreme lifestyle, and that it should reflect. So if you are really living this life, it will show. It will shine through. It will be evident to everyone. And so that betterment of oneself is very, very important. And if you're not seeing that in your spirituality or in your religious practices, then I think that that deserves a little reflecting and trying to find out, well, where am I possibly missing the boat on that? So that was my B. So I'll let you grab C and D if you wish. And of course, I am paying close attention to the phone lines. As those, you know, as we call in, as those that press one, I'll be able to patch them in and we'll get to that. But until then, you can grab C and D. And I'll piggyback off of you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, seeing how we have 26 letters, we might not be able to, you know, kind of recap what, you know, go back over, but because I definitely want to get mm-hmm. the whole alphabet. But my C mm-hmm. word is character. And we did mm-hmm. a show on good character and what that means. And mm-hmm. character is so very important. You know, how are you going to lead your family? How are you going to lead your children, teach your children? How are you going to be in the community without good character? You know, that's good right. character is pivotal in getting things done. I'll give you an example. I had a person that came by my house the other day that gave me a quote on doing some work. And when I bounced it off of one of my mentors here, he said, leave him alone. He doesn't have good character.
Yeah.
So this person is missing out on a job now because mm-hmm. I'm going to follow my mentor's advice, but because he does not have good character. So what mm-hmm. else is he missing out on because of his character? You know,
right.
And everyone is always watching. Our children are always watching. Our spouses are watching. People around us in our communities, everyone is watching. So we have to, the best we can, and if you would like to listen to that show, please go back to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page and pull the show up. It was an awesome show. So character right. stood out in my mind, and compassion as well. We have to have compassion for others. And we mm-hmm. even have to have compassion for ourselves. Yeah. So compassion and character are my C letters. My D letter, and I guess this is in the order that it kind of popped in my head, was determination. We mm-hmm. have to be determined to do the things that we are destined to do and that we like to do. Determination is mm-hmm. everything. Nobody gets from point A to point B without some level of determination. And if you're going for something big, or if you're going something that maybe even other people might think is out of your reach, you got to be determined to get there. So determination, and I think that kind of took me back to the 60s, back during the movement, when everybody was talking about self-determination. That's the first thing that popped in my head, was determination.
Wow.
Now, the second thing that popped yeah. in my head was destiny. And
mm-hmm.
I keep promising, and I will promise again, that we are going to have a show on destiny. But my definition of destiny is the plan that God has for you. And sometimes it's not necessarily where you think you need to be or where you think you're going, but it's where the divine forces, no matter what name you use, that's where that divine force, that's the plan that the divine force has for you. So that is your destiny path. And there are a number of ways that you can get in touch with that. And we did discuss that on another show, and that too will be posted, is posted on our Facebook page. So destiny and determination, compassion and character. So please press 1 if you want to join this conversation. If you want to start with T or with you, go right ahead. We don't have to do this in order. We just want to get your contribution, get your feedback.
And while we're waiting, I'm going to do E and F. F is my favorite, okay? So E, for E, I had evidence, you know, and again, just like the betterment, there should be an evidence of spirituality in your life. There should be evidence that God is in your life and that you are choosing a walk that is on one of the paths that he has determined. You know, there should be evidence in that. You know, your actions should be a certain way. You're, you know, a lot of times people, I remember Ibrahim and I were talking, and he was like, you know, the evidence is not necessarily in what you say, but in what others say about you. You know what I'm saying? That's the evidence. You know, it's like who you are across the board. That's the evidence. That's the result of spirituality. And I tend to be result oriented. And so I'm like, okay, if this is the goal, if the goal is to have a closer walk with God, then there should be evidence of your trying that. And so that's my E. And then my F, which is my favorite, and it's that faith. I remember a conversation that me and Mama Khadija and my aunt, I call her Aunt Sandy, were having. We were talking about our favorite concepts, our favorite ideas, the faith, you know, the thing that makes us be like, wow, God, you really just love us and we just love you. And for me, it's always been that faith. It's always been a faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I love faith because it takes so little to go so far. And faith is free. You know what I'm saying? Faith is free. Mm-hmm. It's not something you can pay for. It's not something, I mean, I can't even really give it to you. You know what I'm saying? I can't see your faith. You know, you can't really see mine. It's something so personal. But that faith is my absolute favorite. And when it comes to spiritually, like 1 Corinthians says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And in this spiritual journey, that couldn't be more correct. You know, there's so much that we can't see with our eyes. You know, even seers don't see with their eyes, you know, so there's so much that we don't get to see, and so that we have to just be able to trust that this is being taken care of and trust that God is walking with us and trust that ancestors are protecting us. And so in that trust, that belief, that is faith. And so it is one of my favorite things to write about, speak about, practice. You know, faith is one of those things. It takes a little, but it can get shaken, and it's okay. You know, you can get more. And so I think when it comes to, like, basic building blocks of spirituality, that faith is one that people would benefit getting in place very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't really add anything to faith, because that's exactly – you know, where my head went, straight to faith. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to E, mm-hmm. I want to add empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And because mm-hmm. I am that kind of person, I am a real empath to a fault a lot mm-hmm. of times. It's just such a part of me, and it's a part of me that I feel good about. You know, some Amen. People might say, oh, you do the most or whatever. It's really a part of me that I feel good about. So empathy for E. I can't add anything else to F, but faith is all that. Going down to G, one of my favorite things, mm-hmm. gratitude. Gratitude. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you, gratitude is it's a miraculous thing to have. I'm telling you. Once you truly have gratitude, even for the, especially for the little things. And gratitude is medicine. I have been working with a couple of young people that have been struggling to stay on this earth plane. They want to leave. And one of the things that I did years ago was to have my clients, my patients, do a gratitude journal. And if you ever really get depressed, you get down in the dumps, think about what you have, not what you want. Think about what you've been blessed with. It could be family. It could be a good friend. It might only be one friend, but you got a friend. The food that you eat, you know, having a place to live. These are some of the, what we would call in America as basic stuff. But we have to be grateful because there are so many people that don't have that. They don't have it. I've been to countries where people are starving, where people are living on the street, where people have to beg to get their next meal. So we have so much to be grateful for. That, like I say, gratitude is the best attitude, and gratitude is medicine. It will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
It will heal you. Now, for eight, another one of my favorites is humility.
Ooh.
Ooh, humility will open up a lot of doors. Humility will get you into places that knowing everything won't. Knowing all the right people won't.
Mm-hmm.
Humility is an awesome attribute. And it is, it's not easy for most of us. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for most of us. But there are little exercises that you can actually do to stay humble or to get humble. I just have to give my daughter props for a birthday party that she did for her son. And, you know, she was living a life, you know, balling out of control. But before they balled out of control, they had to do community service. This was a part of the party. They had to go to the homeless shelter and feed the homeless. And that put them in touch with what I call humility. And a big part of humility is also having the awareness of how you've been blessed. And it doesn't always have to be a big thing. It could be such a small thing, but it will make you humble. So for H, I have humility, and I also have hugs. I'm a hugger.
Okay.
I admit that. I'm a hugger. Give me some love. Let's connect. And hugging is also medicine.
It is.
You know, it's good stuff. It's good medicine. That's what I have for H, my humility and hugs. And, of course, with G, we have gratitude. Do you have anything different, Seven, to add to that?
No. For G, I had gratitude, and I tried to think of something else, and my brain was like, why? That is it.
Okay.
You know,
that's
gratitude. You know, we have to get to that. And I love going through this list with you because we have completely different ideas and understandings. Even for the same word, we have different understandings.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, each of these things, there have been books upon books written about them, so much about it. And so I love the fact that each and every one of them has different implications. And, of course, I do the show with pen and paper, so I'm writing all of this down and really just trying to make sure that I am applying these to my spiritual living. You know, one thing we were starting the show talking about, the ABCs of spiritual living, sometimes when you start putting words together, you kind of forget about the basics. And then you start putting whole sentences together, and you're like, hey, I'm working on this. And it's a wonderful to review the basics. You really need to, you know, and make sure that these basics, the I before E, you know, the, all of the rules are still being applied and they still have meaning. And hopefully, as you grow, they'll have deeper meanings, wider meanings. But we have to make sure that we're doing that. And this is a wonderful exercise for me, and I hope everyone else is benefiting from it as well. Okay, so I got I and J. And so I selected insight. And when I was thinking about insight, I was thinking in particularly about mentorship, you know, that insight that one human can share with another human. And I think it's very, very important and valuable that we open ourselves up to gain this insight and to see other people's knowledge base and recognize it and be able to apply it for our own selves, you know. So that insight was very important. And it's so funny how so many of these are connected. So I'm thinking about insight, and I know what it takes for me to gain insight, especially from humans. We got to go into this humility. We have to be determined. You know, I have to know that there's blessings in this. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, we'll find that one thing really is like a high level of a couple of other things. For Jay, I picked something that I wish wasn't part of our spiritual journey, but it is, and that's jealousy. I picked jealousy because, and as I wrote it, I was like, I saw the lousy part of it. I said, it is lousy. It is super lousy. This is something that we have to be very aware of, and we have to be determined to keep in check. We have to know that this energy has the ability to be very undermining and counterproductive to our individual growth. And so I had to put that there because even with all these wonderful, beautiful, great things that we're working on, we also have some things we need to be working against and that are part, that could be part of our just our human nature, but we also need to understand that this part of human nature can be detrimental to a spiritual lifestyle. So I wanted to put that there just so that we can be aware of it and know that we need to be moving away from that energy. And if you start to feel it, then we need to go back to some other tools like our gratitude and our faith and our attitude, you know. So it's so funny how all of these things are interconnected. And when you have truly chosen to live a spiritual lifestyle, you will realize that you can't do A without also doing S and R. You know what I'm saying? And so you'll really realize how this lifestyle is going to make it so that certain things are just a natural aspect and other things are in conflict. So that's why, you know, when you're especially dealing with spirituality, you must truly embrace the lifestyle. It's not one particular aspect because each of these aspects are very strong, but they're not singular. They are all interdependent. So those are my two, insight and jealousy.
Well, I just can't go past I without at least mentioning inspiration and integrity. And to me, integrity is a big one because if you are not moving in integrity, if you are not operating in integrity, it kind of throws everything else out of the boat. It's just like character.
Yes, it does.
You know, if you don't have good character, you know, all the other stuff, it doesn't matter. So we have to embrace and live in integrity. What we do when others are not watching, when others are not listening, is who we are. We can't walk around greeting people with peace and love
and then stabbing them in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration, that's
mm-hmm.
self-explanatory. We have to
mm-hmm.
look for inspiration in our life. And if all you have to do is look in the mirror, look outside and see a blade of grass growing, look at a potted plant, child who was once nurtured in its mother's womb, we've got inspiration all around us. So that inspiration
uh-huh.
and that integrity, got to say it. Now, you said jealousy. I'm going to say journey. And we had
okay.
a conversation earlier today about journey, our journey. What is our journey here on this earth? How can we embrace the good in our journey and learn from the challenges on this journey that we call life? And joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh.
joy, when I look back, and I have posted, and Tawana in South Carolina has posted, Seven has posted, all of us that attended that super retreat on Sapelo Island,
mm-hmm.
you could just see that. You could feel the joy from those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel the joy. You know, that's more than happiness. You know, that's something that emanates
yeah.
from your soul, joyful time. And we have to,
mm-hmm.
because of life, and because life will throw some curveballs and we'll have challenges every step of the way, but we still have to find a way to find that joy and to embrace the
mm-hmm.
joy in our life. So I just wanted to add those attributes or characters of living a spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Kay, I have, this is very basic, kindness. But it's sometimes so hard for people to be kind. And you say, why?
Mm-hmm.
Kindness, it's the simplest thing. But for some of us, it's very, very difficult. Even when we're faced with a challenge, kindness will definitely make it better. If nowhere else but in your mind and in your heart, kindness. And knowing, I would say, goes back to the whole F word, faith. To me, knowing is greater than faith, because when you know, it's like, hey, I know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'll put my life on it or whatever. I know this. So I have kindness and knowing for my K words. And my absolute favorite, absolute, is L for love. You know, where would we be without love? Even those of us who feel that we've missed out during certain times of our life, and I think most of us will feel that we've missed out during certain parts of our life, but overall, love is always the bottom line. To every question, to every answer, to every problem, to every solution, is all about the love. I have also included loyalty and leadership. I am a Scorpio. So there you go. That's why I put loyalty in there, because loyalty is so important to me that I know, because I have your back. If you are my family, if you are my friend, if you are a godchild, whatever the relationship, I got you as best I can. I got you. I expect the same from you. That's an expectation. But loyalty is very close to my heart. And it doesn't help
mm-hmm.
that I grew up in the 60s. So,
okay.
Seven, do you have anything to add to the K's and the L's? And where's our audience? Now, I want to ask this. Where's
listening.
Our audience? Are they
they're
with us?
Listening.
They're listening
with
and
us
taking
and
notes.
They're listening. Well, I mean, I'm sitting here. I already had a list. I had my own list. But your list, I'm putting yours are right beside mine. I can't believe how different these lists are, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I love it because I'm learning, and I'm like, okay, why didn't you think that was a basic? and so I love it. You know, one thing I want to say about the love thing is you always kind of sign your Mother Eagle ministry texts and notes and everything off with love is here. And I have been, and I didn't realize it, but I have been signing mine off with love is love, you know. And so, again, two different aspects of it, but truly an acknowledgement of how important that is. You know, I remember when I had just started working with Mother Eagle Ministries, what, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and it was amazing, and they were incredibly successful, and we were, you know, Spirit was working the snot out of us. And we had some people doing some incredible things, from the people that came to the retreat to the people that worked at the retreat. And we were like, man, how is all this happening? And the only thing that you and I, on that long ride back from Sapelo, you know, that we would say is that it has to be the love. It has to be, people don't work this hard. People don't work this hard when they're getting paid, you know. People don't work this hard when, you know, their life is on the line. You know, people don't do this. How, you know, how are all of these people gathering for the desire for healing, for education, for whatever, came down to the love. And it was a wonderful realization for me at that, at what I would consider at a very young point, even though I wasn't young, my spirituality was very young. And it was in a very open, moldable time, impressionable time. And to know that love was that powerful to make people, I mean, take time off work, to stop their life, to be honest in some really hard situations. So that's what love is for me. Love is a muscle that anybody can have, but it is one of the stronger muscles I've seen. You know, even more than the brain, even more. And I'm into knowledge, and I'm into knowing, and I'm into words, and I mean, that I get off on that. But that love is a muscle. You know, that's not words. It's a feeling. And it is so incredibly strong and soft at the same time. And so the love thing is really real. And I'm glad that we, you know, and when I say that love is love, that means I'm giving you the purest of what I got. You know, I can't, and love is so strong, it's enough. It is really enough. And when you're giving from this pure place, that's all you have to do. And when you say love is here, there are so many people that don't have this aspect in their life. And to get that sign, love is here. You know, it's like for all the people that live in Atlanta, when Krispy Kreme turns on that hot little button, that lets you know that the donuts are hot. That's what the love is here button says for me, okay? The love is hot. Come get it, you know? And so it's real. It's to me, it is the blood that pumps through spirituality, religion, love, relationships with God. It is the blood. That's what the love is. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For me, going into M and N, M, I had to say maturity. I have seen children. I have been a child of spirituality. And children know all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you can teach them, and they can learn other languages and everything like that. But there comes a point in time where you will develop a spiritual maturity. That's when your teachers will say, okay, I'm going to grade you. You passed the class, okay? You have proven that you have learned the lesson that you need to learn. Before we were doing a radio program, even today, I was kind of complaining about a student of mine that's learning the same lesson over and over and over again. And I'm like, Mama Khadija, when does it end? It's such a hard lesson. I don't want them to learn this lesson over and over again. And the answer, of course, is, you know, the lesson will be over when they learn it, you know. And it takes a maturity to know and to really be able to apply yourself intentionally, I believe, in spirituality. Everything else, you know, is just a natural understanding. But that maturity, when you know right from wrong and you're choosing the right, that shows maturity. When you know that, you know, it's A or B, and you choose the right one for because it pleases God, that's maturity. And so I wanted to add, for me, the M for is maturity. And for N, I picked nature. For me, I tell you, I believe in the birds and the bees and the trees. You know, there's so many signs in nature for us to learn by. God gives us so many examples on which to learn by. And they've taught me many a thing. One of the big lessons I've learned in nature, especially from the trees, is that there's a season for everything. And there have been times where I have had to pull myself in, and I'll be pouting. No, I don't want to pull myself in right here. I want it to be spring all the time. But it's not spring all the time. You know, there are moments for spring. Spring has a purpose. And once that purpose has been achieved, then we move into summer, you know. And I remember being very young, maybe 10 or 11, with the understanding that everything is not for all the time. There are seasons for things. There's times to do this, and there's times for that. And so these are just basic lessons that nature has brought me just from my observing nature and understanding that I am a natural being and that I, too, must follow the rules that nature has for us. So nature has been a very big teacher of mine, and particularly with the understanding of how trees work. So for me, my end was nature. So, Mom Khadija, I know you got
some
words for us.
Yeah, I want to go back to the M word, because
uh-huh.
the very first thing that popped in my mind was mistakes. We're going to make mistakes, and
mm-hmm.
we are to learn from our mistakes. And that really does tie into maturity, because maturity is a process. Maturity is a journey on which you make mistakes and you learn from them if you're lucky or if you're diligent. So, yeah, I just wanted to add M for mistakes. And, of course, when
mm-hmm.
you said N, nature, yes, that's the very first thing that popped in my mind was nature. And believe me, if you cultivate a relationship with nature, it will bring you a lot closer to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we talk about in A Wonderful Approach and in Mother Eagle Ministries is, you know, developing a closer relationship, or for some people that have not even started that journey, developing a relationship with God and with self and with nature. All of those
mm-hmm.
things, those three things are just, you know, interwoven. Develop and cultivate that relationship with nature. I think maybe about 6 months ago I started talking about, you know, getting a garden, even if it's a windowsill garden, even if it's, you know, a little circle out in your backyard or something up close to the house that has enough sun. Put your hands in some of Mother Earth. Feel her. Develop that relationship, because it's an awesome feeling when you see a seedling breaking up. A little seed that you put in the earth is breaking up as a little shoot and going to blossom to a fruit or a flower or something like that. So nature, by all means, and nature has taught all of us a lot. And on the positive and on the downside, it's taught us that we got to respect nature, too. We have to respect nature, because nature is awesome on all fronts.
On all fronts.
Now
with
L, well, I want to backtrack. I don't know if I should backtrack or let somebody else bring this up. I'm gonna see if somebody else brings up another I word. I mean, it's burning me, but I'm gonna hold off and see who brings it up. Please join this conversation by pressing 1. Being a part of this, I know everybody is like, "Oh man, that's what Mama Khadija said, and that's what Seven said." I want to hear what you have to say. I know we haven't touched on everything. We haven't touched on everything. Please press 1 and let us know what you're thinking. Okay, for O, I had to say opportunity.
Ooh.
And I'm not the kind of person that thinks that opportunity knocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to go out there and get opportunity. Or you have to make your own opportunity. You know, all the people that say, "Oh, this opportunity came to me," I think what they have done is forgotten all the steps that they took for that to happen.
Yeah.
Because to me, everything is a process. So you did something right, or you did something to put that in place.
Yep.
Tyler
That's
Perry
everything.
Didn't get to be the movie mogul that he is today and just woke up and, "Oh, wow, I'm rich and I'm famous."
Mm-hmm.
No, he started off with a piece of paper, and it might have been a napkin and a pencil, and started writing. So opportunity is there for most of us. We have to have that insight. We have to have that determination, but it's there. Go grab it. My P word is purpose. When we talk about purpose, we talk about destiny. We talk about why we're here and what we're going to do. We have to live life on purpose. We have to think about what it is we want to do, why we want to do it, and we have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for us. So purpose was my P word, and opportunity was my O word. Now, I know you have a different spin on that, because when I said opportunity, you're like,
I mean, it's amazing me how different our words are. For O, I have obedience. And obedience is a big thing for me. You have got to follow divine rules and laws. The people that work with me, I know they get absolutely sick of me with all my rules and everything. And Mama Khadija has coined a phrase, you know, "Child got more rules than Moses." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And could very well be. All right. So obedience is very important. I really believe in being disciplined in the word. I believe in following divine guidance. Whatever you consult, oracle, prayer, meditation, however you're getting your information, I believe in being obedient to God. And once God has placed something on my heart, I would suggest not stand in front of it, okay, because that's all there is. So for me, O was obedience. And for P, I had protection. You know, spirituality, this world is crazy. And I know that's not a newsflash for anybody. But even when you are trying to better yourself, when you're trying to get on your deans, when you're trying to get on your walk with God, there are going to be tons of distractions and, you know, people that you may feel working against you, and you have to protect things that are special and precious to you. You know, even though I live in the country, I still lock my door, you know. You know, it's so important that we add proper protection. I look at the way that God has made us in our heart, which is vital to pumping blood and everything else. It's protected within, it's protected under lungs and in a rib cage, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's no other outside of our brain that has a skull. You know, we have this heart that has rib cages. We have all kinds of protective measures going on in our very body. And so, you know, again, this is us being aware of nature, being aware of God's design, and then knowing how to mimic it when we need to. And that protection piece is real. So for me, the P was protection. And so, again, I love the contrast. I love it. Moving into Q, I picked quiet. I keep, even though I love to talk and I love to share, I spend a lot of time in my day in quietness. I allow my prayers, I'll make prayers out loud, but then I'll have those moments of reflecting and reverence that are quiet. And I think in order to truly hear God's word for you, that you have to be able to create a stillness. You have to steady yourself and allow yourself to be quiet within his word, within that essence. And so for me, Q is quiet. And then R, I picked respect. You had just said respect in nature. For me, respect goes into God. God has all this glory for us, and he's done all these amazing things for us. Respect them. Respect our fellow humans. You know, I tell people I love you because God loves you. You know, God has made it so all of this is possible, and he has told us in every language, every religion, every culture, that we are to respect ourselves, our fellow humans, the animals. You know, there's supposed to be a respectful relationship there. And so for me, I picked respect for the R. So I'm interested to know, Mom Kitties, what you have.
Oh, of course, respect was my number one, you know, respect of self and others. I will add to that reverence, and I will also add rejoice. And rejoicing took me to my prayer time, because that is one of the ways that I rejoice. Another way that I rejoice is through music, through singing. So that they were my three R words. Now, quiet, I did have quiet. I had quiet time and a quiet place. And I have my own quiet time and enjoy spending time with myself. And you know, there are a lot of people that don't, I don't know if they're afraid to be by themselves or they just don't like themselves or what, but they always have to have a bunch of people around them. We've got to have some quiet time. Right, or a bunch of noise. They got to have the TV on for background noise. Got to have radio on for background noise. Whatever. Quiet time is important. That's how we're going to hear. That's how we're going to hear our ancestors, and that's how we're going to hear God, you know. So quiet time and place is very important. But for the Q, I also put quitters. Like quitting. Quitters never win. And winners don't quit. So whatever you're trying to do in this walk that we call life, this journey that we call life, don't quit. So I just wanted to add to that. And I also, I'm picking up, and I'm being facetious now, but I'm picking up on the line that there is someone doing a character analysis of Seven and myself. They're putting all the things I have down on one side and putting all the things that Seven has, and by the time we get to the last letter, they're going to have a character analysis. I would be very interested in that. You can either press one and let me know what that is, or you can leave me a message on a Wonderful Approach Facebook page. But I want to know about that character analysis, because I know somebody is evaluating. Now, she says it this way and she says it that way. And I think that's a good thing. I'm very interested.
I do, too.
Very interested.
I'm very interested.
Okay, for S, I have smile. I forget just how many muscles we use to smile, but it's like 100 muscles less than we use to frown. And a smile can brighten someone's day. It can make someone's day. It can make your day. It's medicine, again, like gratitude. Smiling is medicine. Use it. I also have simplicity. Everything doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes, and that's what we're dealing with tonight, we deal with the basics, we're dealing with the simple things tonight. All of these things here are very simple, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So simplicity was my second S, and then stillness, which is a part of quietness. So I have simplicity,
mm-hmm.
a smile, and stillness. Oh, boy. This is T is one of my favorite ones. And it really goes right along with prayer. And it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
T for Thanksgiving. T for trust. And T for taking control of your life, whether that's your emotion, whether that's your finances. Take control. Step up to the plate and make it happen. Take control. So that's my S and my T. Now, when I
mm-hmm.
said smile, I heard a little something from you, Seven, feeling about that. Different again?
Of course it's different. For me, S was spirit. S was spirit. Spirit is my beginning, my middle, and my end. I don't have a lot of thoughts and inputs that are not spirit-based, spirit-led, and that was 100%, that's the only thing I thought of. Now, the smile is important. You know, this goes into the joy. This goes into the kindness. You know, sometimes I can get very bogged down only in the spirit. And I have to remember that God has a walk for me. So it's not just one thing. It's like I didn't just send you here to study this one thing. You were having an experience. And so I have to really gain balance in that. And when you said smile, I was like, that's a wonderful balancer. You know, that's a wonderful way to create other energy in other thought patterns. And so I really thought that was nice. But for me, 100% S was a spirit. And then T, we did agree with, and that was the trust. There is a lot of trust that is required to do the spiritual living. If not, you are going to stay on the dock. You're going to stay in a safety zone. You're going to stay you're only going to have a very limited experience until you learn how to trust. And that's trusting God, that's trusting your ancestors, that's trusting any and everything around you. So there's a lot of different aspects to this whole trust aspect. So I strongly, strongly believe and encourage others, you have to develop that trust, and that was a big one for me. That was a big one for me. So for me, moving into the U and the V, for you, I had understanding. And that kind of piggybacks off of the compassion button. You know, we have to have understanding. You have to have that compassion. You have to create an understanding of who you are to be in the spiritual life. And once you develop that understanding of who you are, then you'll know who you are in relation to everyone else. So for me, it was understanding. And then the V was victory. And the victory is, for me, I always try to keep my victory quiet. You know, I'll have a small victory. You know, I high-five my guardian angels. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Because I always want to acknowledge that something positive just happened, that I did just win a battle, even if the battle was with myself. I always want to acknowledge that I have been the victor in this. You know, that God saw me at that moment and said, okay, you won that one. You know what I'm saying? You did what you were supposed to do and everything else like that. And so for me, it's very important that I recognize my small victories, especially when they are victories with when I know that I just got completed with something that was difficult. I had a difficult conversation. You know, I got through, you know, a hardship or whatever. I always want to acknowledge to myself, to my guide, to whoever else was with me, this is a victory. This is a victory. We have won. So let's take a half second, only a half second, but let's take a half second and celebrate this because, and then we have to get back to work, but let's celebrate this moment because it's a beautiful moment. So for me, the V was victory.
Okay. Well, for the U, I think we're on the same page with the U because my first thought was understanding and my next thought was unconditional love. So we've already covered love, but I'm into that unconditional love stuff.
Yes, you are.
And we're going to have to revisit that. We will have, because I promised the audience, we're going to revisit this unconditional love issue because, you know, I had problems with Seven and a couple other listeners when it came to that unconditional love, but that is my thing, that unconditional love. So I'll add that to you, and I came up with victory for V, and we have to begin to live our lives and continue to live our lives as victors and not victims.
Yes.
And I've worked with a lot of people that dwell in that victim because sometimes they don't know anything else. They don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
They might get some reward for being a victim, you know, the sympathy or the attention or whatever. We have to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live our lives as victors. Now, I want to say something about singing God's praises, and I believe in this. That's why I love it when I do go to church. The few times I do go to church in a year, when people stand up and they give their testimonies, I don't see that as gloating how far God has taken them or whatever. They're giving God the glory. So if you have a victory, and especially if you can tie it to what somebody else is going through or maybe going through, I think we have a responsibility to share that. Look, I know you right here, right now, but I was there last year, or my sister was there 2 years ago, and we were able to get through this. And let me tell you how we did it. So please, the victory, yes, yes, I love it. I love it. I want to move into W. For W, I have will. And what I came up with was the will of God, of course, and that's what we're all trying to align ourselves with. But I want to say that the will of God will never take you anywhere where the grace of God will not protect you. Don't be afraid. Stay close as my Christian brothers and sisters say, stay close to the hem, stay close to the cloth.
You're going
to be protected. Focus on God's will. What would God have you do? What is God's plan for you? So that's my W word. My E word, X word is actually excellence. And I talk about, I know excellence starts, I just want everybody to know, I know that excellence starts with an E.
No, I'm going to accept that, okay? I'm going to accept that.
Please. But that's where I'm coming from, excellence.
That's
not
right.
Not perfection. Excellence.
Amen.
Let's do every job that we have, whether it's raising our children. It's not going to be perfect. That's why I don't like to use perfect. I don't like to, you know, think of things in a state of perfection. Excellent.
Right.
We do our thing, whatever it may be, with a mindset of excellence. That's my X word. And I'll just go ahead and say Z is for zealous.
Be zealous about life. I saw a Facebook post of one of my Facebook friends. I know her, and she was with some other sisters that I know. And I had to use the word zealous because the picture was so full of life, and they were so enthusiastic. I mean, you could just see the excitement on their face. And I said, this is, and I, because I know her personally, she has a zeal for living and for life. She knows how to have fun. She knows how to work hard. You know, she does all of that. So Z is for zealous. Let's bring that into our life. Let's live life with enthusiasm, with purpose, you know, with fervor and with, you know, all good things. Let's make that a part of our living. So that's my X, Y, and I left out Y. Okay, go ahead.
No worries. For me, for W, I had worth. Worth is very important to me. God has given us a lot of worth. He has shown us on many accounts, between, you know, Bible stories, the Pataki, Hadith, how special we are to Him. And we have to acknowledge His love for us and understand that we have to be worthy of that because He's given it to us. And then also when it comes to worth, I encourage people to know your worth. You know yourself. Know what your values are. Know what your strengths are. And so to me, worth is a very important aspect to all relationships. And whenever I start to feel that worth piece being, I don't want to say threatened, but whenever I start to feel like, man, I'm not feeling my full value being recognized, then I know that I have to do some readjusting here because God has given me worth. So that means everyone else is going, is mandatory that everyone else give me what the worth is. And so for me, worth is a really big idea and principle. For why, I have selected you. Why owe you? And the reason why is because it has to be personal for you. You have to be doing this for you. You can't do this because it's a family tradition, because that's only going to last so long. You can't do this because, you know, this is what my mother does, or this is the popular thing now, or, you know, this is the hot new church that everyone's attending. You know, we really have to make this spiritual journey about ourselves. We can get inspired anywhere. I have no people like, oh, a movie inspired me. I'm like, amen, hey, knock yourself out. You know, I've listened to the radio before and don't have, you know, religious talk. And because I do a lot of traveling, I'm just going through the channels. And someone will say something that will spark an entire thought process, a study. It will take 6 months for me to fully understand those what I was just given in a 2-minute segment on the radio. So, you know, it has to be personal. It has to be for you and about you. And no one can give you this spirituality. This is something that you have to desire as well. So that was my why. Did you have a different why, Mama Khadija?
No, I probably didn't have a why because I couldn't think of a why. I think you is perfect. There I go again. Is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is excellent. And the work, but I want to add something to that W.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah.
W-O-R-K. We can't be lazy.
Yes.
We got to
put in our work.
You have to put your work in. You want to live a spiritual lifestyle? It's not just sitting back, you know, making prayers 24/7. You know, it's not just going out in the garden and digging in the earth. It's not just walking around smiling at people. It is
all of this and then some.
That's right.
It's all of this and then some. So, yeah, I think these ABCs,
mm-hmm.
I've taken notes. I haven't done a character analysis yet, but I'm probably going to do that after we get off the radio. I'm going to do that thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, it was amazing to see and experience how different it is, you know, and how really, and this is also, you know, for the listening, also that they're very patiently listening. But for those that are listening, you know, please understand how diverse your spirituality can be. How we're even the few times that we had the same word, it had different meanings for us, you know. And, of course, that comes in from different studies, different ages, different life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what created the differences, but I'm just amazed at them, that they are, that there's so many of them. And I really got a chance to spend the time writing down because, again, this was started dealing with the ABCs of spiritual living. We're talking about building blocks, very basic blocks that we need to understand. And so I'm going to go back over and look at some of these things and think about how to apply them, especially for the words that did not come to me. There were some words I hadn't even thought of even when you said it. I was like, oh, okay. So very, very important information.
Yes. Now, I want to add also for D, I don't think we mentioned discipline. Did we mention discipline?
Oh, no, we mentioned discipline. I have written down discernment as well. So we didn't say discipline. And that discernment piece.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said you had a pressing one for I that we did not get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how in the world I didn't forget. I forgot this one. Intention. Intention. I mean, yeah, that was pressing.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, how in the world did I forget this? Intention. And then for P, prayer. I don't think we said
Nope, we did not.
Okay.
We did not.
So I know that our audience is going back saying, say so-and-so-and-so-and-so. That's
okay.
Right. We forgot prayer. That was a big one. Big one. And meditation, you know. But, you know, we will continue to add to this list as we go along.
I think I'm going to produce this list because it's such an awesome list. I'm going to put it on Facebook, you know, and put it under A Wonderful Approach. And just to have, you know, to share for those that didn't have the time in their busy schedule to check out the show, but still, really, these are some wonderful aspects that we really need to understand, develop, and build and have in our life. So I'm going to go ahead and do that so that, you know, for those that don't have the opportunity to share with us, they can go and look and see all these things and then possibly even add to it. So I'm hoping see this list not just published, but to grow and to see more aspects that other people want to add to it.
And one good thing about this list that I'm looking at right now, what we've been talking about, and not one of these things costs one penny.
Okay.
It's all free. It's all free.
All free.
And who don't like freebies? Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody
how about this? I see a
likes
couple,
something free.
Get one, get two free. Okay. I mean, there are some that are connected to each other.
That's
you
right.
Can't even
That's
have
right.
One without having the others.
Amen. Yep.
Amen. This was fun. It was educational. I really appreciate all the effort that you took into really going through and everything like that. I appreciate the differences between us because I'm wondering does my awareness turn into attitude? Does, you know, where's the evolution in this? You know what I'm saying? And I'm really, really thankful that we took the time to go ahead and do this so that we can share with others how this works and just develop, you know, these building blocks. So thank you so much, Mama Khadijah. Thank you to our listening audience. For our people that are just listening tonight, that is okay. It happens like that. I'm going to be doing the ending prayer, and I'm going to actually pick one of the words that means so much to me, and this is what I call a heart prayer. You know, these are prayers, your heart prayers, these are communications between your heart and God. And they're not necessarily found in this religious book or that spiritual teaching, but this is that personal, again, relationship that you're building and fostering with God. And, you know, one of my favorite, absolute favorite ideas, concepts is that faith. And faith is one of those things that will teach you, no matter where you may be in your life in this moment, is going to teach you how to trust. Is going to teach you how to have empathy. It's going to teach you humility. There's so many aspects to faith, and I love faith because it takes very little. I tell people all the time, if you've had two conversations with me, you've heard me say, God can move mountains. He can definitely move you, you know, and that is just my acknowledgement to God has so, you know, it's so all-powerful, all-knowing. I love in Islam, I study, you know, the 99 names of God, and they're all the most, the greatest, and that's because that's who he is. And if we just have a little bit, we just give a little bit, God can go and take us further, and he will move the mountain in front of us. You know, this is how David slayed Goliath. This is how all these things work, is by faith, and then God comes in on the back end and handles the situation completely. And so I strongly encourage, as we're winding down and as we're taking this moment to just share with one another, that we build on this faith muscle. Start small, but allow yourself to know that God got you and that he'll take care of you and that all you've got to do is have just a little bit of faith in him, and he will inspire you, he will protect you, he will be that inspirer of peace. He will grant all of these things to you with just a small bit of faith within from us. So I, again, my favorite idea, my favorite concept, and it's because I know that so little can take you so far. There are no dark alleys that God cannot come get you from. There are no places in this world that exist that God cannot come and reach and get you. He tells us so many different times. And how even in the last second, you know, when you think you may have lived a life incorrectly, when you think you might be doing things that you know are not God's will for you, and if we can come at that very last moment and give those lives up and come to him and have that faith that you can turn around, God is going to see us through. So a lot of times, I say this meme all the time, we don't have to trust in our own muscle. We don't have to go into, well, this has happened 100 times wrong. It's going to happen 101. That faith makes us try it one more time. The faith helps us to know that, you know, let's pray a little harder. Let's try a little harder. My sensei Muhammad would tell us, if you can do one punch, you can do two. You know, and so what it did was to teach me, okay, just go a little bit further. That's what faith is for me. Take it a step further. Put yourself in that vulnerable position for God to come and show you that you're never alone. You're never without his care. You're never without his love, that he's waiting for you. And so all that being said, I just want to say, you know, I want to thank God for being that lighthouse, the shelter from the storm in my life, being that shelter in my children's life and my loved one's life, my extended family, my spiritual family, those that choose to study, those that are thinking about studying, I ask that God come to their lives and create a harbor for them, create a shelter for them so that they can begin to develop themselves free from harm, free from fear, that they can develop trust in their life so that they can know that God's love is everything that they could possibly ever need and that God provides for his children. And all we have to do is be who we are created to be, which are loving beings, which are spiritual beings, which are compassionate beings. And I ask that God come into everyone that hears this and that will hear this to give them a sign, a symbol, a dream, a premonition, anything to let them know that you are actively waiting for them, to let them know that you are going to receive them, that there is nothing that they could have done that is going to remove your love from them, and that you are here in their life. Love is love, and love is God. So I offer those words humbling from myself to God, and I just want to say amen.
Amen. Ashe.